You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Jeremiah chapter 43. And we'll be reading from the English Standard Version. When Jeremiah finished speaking to all the people all these words of the Lord their God, which the Lord their God had sent him to them, Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the insolent men said to Jeremiah, "You are telling a lie. The Lord our God did not send you to say, 'Do not go to Egypt to live there,' but Baruch the son of Neriah has set you against us to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans, that they may kill us or take us into exile in Babylon." So Johanan the son of Kareah and all the commanders of the forces and all the people did not obey the voice of the Lord to remain in the land of Judah. But Johanan the son of Kareah and all the commanders of the forces took all the remnant of Judah who had returned to live in the land of Judah from all the nations to which they had been driven, the men, the women, the children, the princesses, and every person whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, also Jeremiah the prophet and Baruch the son of Neriah. And they came into the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord. And they arrived at Tapanhes. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tapanhes. "Take in your hands large stones, and hide them in the mortar in the pavement that is at the entrance to Pharaoh's palace in Tapanhes, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say to them, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will set his throne above these stones that I have hidden, and he will spread his royal canopy over them. He shall come and strike the land of Egypt, giving over to the pestilence those who are doomed to the pestilence, to captivity those who are doomed to captivity, and to the sword those who are doomed to the sword. I shall kindle a fire in the temples of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captive. And he shall clean the land of Egypt as a shepherd cleans his cloak of vermin. And he shall go away from there in peace. He shall break the obelisks of Heliopolis, which is in the land of Egypt, and the temples of the gods of Egypt he shall burn with fire." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to look at it together today. And we thank you, Lord, that the words of your prophecies that you've delivered to your servants like Jeremiah can be trusted, and they're shown to be reliable. And Lord, just as you proved yourself true in this context, as it's referenced here in this chapter of Jeremiah, we also know, Lord, that you have confirmed that you are true, that you are accurate, that you are living, that you are real, through a whole host of other prophecies that you've given in your word that we've watched become fulfilled to the very letter. Lord, this sort of thing gives us confidence in what you've revealed. And Lord, we know that in the midst of all that you have revealed, you point us to your Son, Jesus Christ, and implore us to trust in him and be forgiven of our sin. So Lord, we're grateful for the privilege to be able to do so, and we're grateful for the privilege to be able to walk with you day in and day out. We love you, Lord, and we commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. When possible, I enjoy making free copies of my books available on my website. And right now, my book, The Mind of Christ, is available for free at desirejesus.com. In this book, we learn how to make the most of the new perspective, new eyes, and new outlook we've been given through Christ. And I hope you'll find this content helpful. I certainly enjoyed putting it together. So stop by desirejesus.com today and download your free copy of The Mind of Christ. The book is available right now.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercouli, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.